Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. According to Jesus' promise, the Holy Spirit does three things. He convicts of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. There's nothing here about speaking in tongues, performing miracles, or seeing into the future. The Spirit has given those gifts at times to men, but here our Lord speaks of why He sends the Spirit and of what the Spirit always does, what is proper to His office. The Son sends the Spirit to take what is the Son's and to declare it to you, to make it yours. He does not speak on His own authority, but He takes what is the Father's and the Son's and declares it to you. When He has done other things, miracles and such, it's always to underscore or to serve this gift. For by Jesus' words and the Spirit's work, what is the Son's is now yours. The Holy Spirit guides you to Jesus, to all truth. As Jesus promised, the Spirit convicts you of sin because you do not believe in Jesus. He convicts you of righteousness because Jesus has gone to the Father for you, and He convicts you of judgment because the devil, the ruler of this world, has been judged, his accusation against you silenced, so that you go free. This is still the work of the Spirit today. This is the endless message, the proclamation of the church. The Holy Spirit is a popular guy when He makes you Spirit-filled, Spirit-driven, Spirit-led, or otherwise Spirit-hyphenated. But those aren't what Jesus promised, though. Instead, you will be Spirit-convicted. First, He will convict you of sin. You are a sinner, He says to you. The source of your sins, of every sin, is unbelief. You don't trust Jesus. You think He's holding out on you, holding back something good, that He doesn't care about you and what you need, that He's not providing what it takes to make you happy. So naturally, you take it for yourself. If you believed Jesus perfectly, you would never sin. You would wait for Him to give you what you want. You would trust that He knows best and cares for you, but you don't. You think you're smarter than Jesus, nicer than Jesus, even that you love yourself more than Jesus loves you. So you sin. But your sin never works out the way that you thought it would, because it's always founded on fiction. Jesus does, in fact, love you. Therefore, He gives you His law. The law of the Lord isn't just arbitrary rules for you to follow, meant to break you or to teach you who's the boss, like making West Point cadets scrub toilets with toothbrushes. Think of gossip. Why is it forbidden? Because nothing good comes of it. Because it hurts not only those you talk about, but it also hurts you. It poisons you, the gossiper, and those you tell. How many times have you gossiped, torpedoed a neighbor's or a friend's or acquaintance's reputation, and then later regretted it? When have you ever restrained yourself, bitten your tongue, not said something evil, told the truth, spoken well of other people, even your enemies, and then later regretted it? Never. How many men do you know who regret the work and effort it takes to be faithful to their wives? None. How many times do you regret turning off the television to gather with your family for prayer and worship to hear the Word of God? Never. The psalmist is correct. The law really is good. It guards God's good gifts. It shows you what is good. It shows you the best way to live, how to live according to the Creator's design for you, your body, His creation, His world. It shows you what is good, how life can be the most satisfying. But you've broken it. You've failed. You've acted foolishly, selfishly, in unbelief. You've hurt people. You've dishonored God. You've not believed that Jesus was good, that He loves you. The Spirit is correct in the first conviction. You are a sinner. But that's not all the Holy Spirit convicts you of. He also convicts of righteousness, because Jesus has gone to the Father. You are righteous, he convicts you. Jesus has come to earth and taken up your flesh. He has made himself a sacrifice for sin. He has defeated death, hell, and the devil. And then he has ascended into heaven to the Father as a man for you. He has opened heaven to all believers. You are righteous because Jesus has paid your debt and gone to present your case to his Father to be your advocate because he loves you. Yes, you're a sinner. But Jesus came for sinners. He died for your sins. The conviction that you are a sinner is not bad or evil in the least. Indeed, it drives you to the gospel, to Jesus. If you are a sinner, then you need a Savior. The point is this: you are righteous in Christ. Jesus is your mediator, your high priest, your advocate. He points to the marks on his hands and his feet as payment in full. Justice has been satisfied. The law has no accusation against you at all. You are righteous. The devil is defeated. He cannot have you. You belong to Jesus. This is what the Spirit takes from Jesus and declares to be yours. The Lord makes a great exchange. He takes your sin, your guilt, your shame, your mortality, and says of them, mine. And in exchange for them, by the Spirit's declaration, he gives you what is his. His righteousness, his innocence, his holiness, his blessedness, his perfection, his love, his grace, the service of his angels, the name of his Father, his access to heaven. Yours. He takes what's yours, he gives you what's his. It's not a fair exchange, it's mercy. It's the way of the Lord. The Spirit seeks to convict you of this. That is, to convince you that for Jesus' sake, at Jesus' word, you are righteous, the beloved of the Father. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin, of necessity, and for your good. But imagine if he stopped there. If he only preached to you the law. Or if he preached it backwards, he convicted you, preached the gospel to you, and then proclaimed only the law. As if he brought you into the Lord's church so that in the church you could be taught how to live a good life. Who then would be pleased? The devil. If the devil had his way, we would put the Ten Commandments not only on the walls of our courtrooms as monuments outside our government buildings, but also put monuments in our living rooms, in our classrooms and bedrooms. We'd hang the Ten Commandments in our libraries and our bars, casinos and brothels, bus stations and grocery stores everywhere. We would never escape from the law. All that you would know would be this first conviction. You are a sinner. You can't live up to the law. The law is good. The Spirit preaches it, but the devil also loves it. Why? Because it's one of his chief allies, a fellow prosecuting attorney against you. The law always accuses. So does the devil. Remember the temptation of our Lord? The devil used the word of God for his own purpose, to accuse, to condemn, to kill. But thanks be to God, the Spirit has more word than that. What the devil despises is not the word of God, but the proper use of God's word, the distinction and application of the two unique words that God speaks to you, his law and his gospel. The Spirit convicts. You are a sinner, so say amen. But there's more. The devil would not only stop there, but he would twist it. His method is to show you only but one side of Christ, to make Jesus into another Moses, a lawgiver. He preaches the law to you as though you could do it. Do the good, avoid the bad. Give it all you've got. He says, see, the Holy Spirit and I agree. You are a sinner. Now you just need to try harder. By this, the devil as preacher would lead you either to despair, because no matter how hard you try, you cannot make it. Or he would lead you into the delusion of self-righteousness and teach you to compare yourselves to others. Either way, he would lead you away from Jesus. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin, but differently from the devil. The law is not a promise to be obtained or a goal to be reached. The devil preaches the commandments as a to-do list. The Spirit preaches them as a statement of fact. You are a sinner. You do not believe in Jesus. You deserve damnation. But the Spirit continues. He uses the law in mercy to expose you, to convict you, always to prepare you for the gospel. So the Spirit convicts. You are judged. You make your confession. You say, I'm a sinner. I'm guilty. My fault. My own fault. My own most grievous fault. But you also say, I'm baptized. Jesus has claimed me. I wait on Him. He declares me righteous. He speaks me holy. The Lord will fulfill His word. The devil wants to lead you away from Jesus. The Spirit's conviction always leads you to Jesus. And then the evidence is presented. The court is shown the perfect life, suffering, and death of Jesus. The gavel comes down. You confessed your guilt, but Jesus showed His sacrifice. And the pronouncement is made. You are innocent. You are righteous. And that is the judgment of heaven. You are like Barabbas. You go free. Jesus takes your place. So also the devil is judged. He brought false accusations against you. You have no sins. You are forgiven. Clean as the new fallen snow. You are righteous, a saint of the Most High. The devil has slandered you. He tormented you. He tempted you. He is a liar, and God will not stand for anyone accusing His beloved, His forgiven Christians. So the devil is judged and condemned for it. He cannot do this to you, a prince of heaven, part of the bride of Christ, the beloved of the Father. The Father is well pleased with you. You are righteous. The devil is chained in hell forever. His power was always an illusion. Now it's gone. He has nothing left. He is judged, and there is no one left to accuse you. And you are judged innocent. The Holy Spirit does these three things. He convicts of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He takes what's Jesus's and gives it to you. In holy baptism, He takes the life of Jesus, the life Jesus obtained through His death, and He gives it to you. Makes the death of Jesus and the eternal life of Jesus yours in baptism. In holy absolution, He takes the forgiveness Jesus won on the cross that He purchased with His own blood and makes it yours every day. In the Holy Supper, He takes the body and blood of Jesus, which He offered as the eternal sacrifice for your sins, and He gives these to you to drink for the forgiveness of your sins. Here at His altar, the Lord fulfills all three convictions. Sinners are made righteous. The devil is silenced by the blood of the Lamb. Sin, righteousness, and judgment for you at His altar. Thanks be to God. He does them all in mercy. He does them all well. And He does them all for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.